The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:10pm with Mick Norton, James Milman and Mark Slater in the studio. Very good Sunday to look forward to. We've got good racing from Huntingdon and Kelso domestically, including the Grade 2 Peterborough Chase. We also have good racing over in Ireland. In Punchestown we have the John Durkin Memorial Punchestown Chase, which is a Grade 1. And good racing from Cork as well. Plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. Gareth Topham. How are you, Gareth?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks, Mark. Yourself?
Good. Looking forward to Sunday. It's a very good Sunday to look forward to.
It's a fantastic Sunday, isn't it? There is not a bad meeting. There are, how many is it? Four meetings, yep. Between the UK and Ireland. And as I said, there's not a bad meeting. And it's going to be a real bonus because in the UK in particular, we don't usually get the quality racing on a Sunday. We do in Ireland. It's no surprise to see Grade 1s and Grade 2s on a Sunday in Ireland. But In the UK, it is something which tends to lack. And I think it's cracking that we've got such good racing on this side of the Irish Sea as well. We've got the Peterborough Chase, which of course is Grade 2. We've got another very good race, the listed race at Huntingdon as well, the Open National Hunt Flat Race, which I think has been transferred from Boxing Day's card. I think the racecourse management felt that the race on Boxing Day got a little bit lost with everything else going on. And at Kelso, of course, we've got the Borders National, which is always a very competitive affair. It should be a slog in the conditions as well. I think it's actually due to snow up in Kelso tomorrow, so I'll be wrapping up. And we've got the Grade 1 action over in Ireland, so a fantastic Sunday. And with the racing that we had yesterday as well at Sandown and Exeter, Sandown in particular, it really has been a fantastic long weekend of top quality national hunt racing. It's
really
a great time of year. Who needs Christmas?
Fair enough. And the first time that the Peterborough Chase has been run on a Sunday, of course. So that makes it an exciting Sunday for people going to Huntingdon. We'll move on to that in just a moment. Just a quick little bit of a reflection on day one at Sandown of the Tingle Creek meeting. And Vita de Rock won the Neptune Investment Management Novices Hurdle there, the Grade 2 contest on the card, and has been given a quote of 25-1 for the Neptune at the festival. Did Vita de Rock impress you?
Yeah, he did actually. He dug deep. He's a horse who has had a tendency to flash his tail when hit with the whip in the past. But there wasn't a great deal of that going on yesterday, and he really did dig deep. After he won at Cheltenham over 2 miles last time out as such, I think connections were quite keen to get him over a little bit further. He needed every yard of that stiff 2 miles at Cheltenham. And yesterday, I thought, particularly on very testing ground, it was a performance all about stamina. And he got the better of Shantou Bob, who is another horse who I think stays really, really well. He lost his unbeaten record by a nose, but he didn't lose a great deal more than that in defeat. He was very, very gallant. And Tara Point was back in third. I really fancied Tara Point yesterday, and I still think she's a mare of great potential. I think she just did a little bit too much in the early stages yesterday. She did race with the choke out a little bit, but she kept on in third place, having been collared up at the run-in. And that trio were well clear. And I do think the first three in that race are going to be going on to greater things in the future. Vita de Rock, a cracking prospect. It'll be interesting to see how he gets on with quicker ground in a stronger run affair. Mind you, Tara Point did set a good clip in the conditions yesterday. But a race around Cheltenham with 20-odd runners could just be a bit of a different ball game. But nevertheless, he was impressive. He dug deep, and he certainly got a good aptitude for it. And that counts for a lot, particularly in testing ground and at this time of year.
Anything else stand out to you from the Friday at Sandown? I mean, Black Thunder won the listed race.
Yeah, he did. I'm not too sure what his targets are, but he's established now, isn't he, as a very classy sort of staying chaser, getting the better of Rocky Bender, who ran on past Corin Wood, who perhaps was just sort of hassled out of things by Black Thunder. I never thought in the race Black Thunder gave him much peace. And Corin Wood, he never had an easy time of things on the front, and he tired in the closing stages. It was his first run of the season, but Black Thunder got a bit of revenge on Corin Wood, who I think went into yesterday as 2-0 against him. We also had a good horse winning the first race, Bivouac, who I think will make a cracking chaser in time. He's got plenty of scope, and he got the better of Storm Force 10. I think actually the first two in that race have got big futures. I did like what Storm Force 10 did in the closing stages yesterday under Sam Whaley-Cohen. But Barry Geraghty, I think he took things a little bit easy up the run-in. I don't think he quite expected Sam Whaley-Cohen to be charging up on his outside, and as soon as he saw him, Christ, got to go here, and away he went again. But I think he won a shade Cosley, won by 3/4 of a length, but Barry was easing up at the line, and I think Bivouac is a horse of cracking potential. And of course we had that handicap chase the race after, where 4 of them jumped the last in a line. Absolutely fantastic spectacles, and Sandown is absolutely fantastic, isn't it? Flatiron jump racing, it really is one of the best courses, got to be in the world, I'd say. Dual purpose, it's wonderful.
It is, it's good. Friday, probably a day to forget for Richard Johnson as well, just a bit of news regarding him. He's got a 12-day ban over the Christmas period for taking the wrong course at Exeter, which is, well, I'm sure he'll be upset with that.
Yeah, a bit unfortunate. I mean, he's had such a good start to the season as well, Richard Johnson. I mean, how about putting a downer on things in the run-up to Christmas? Of course, he'll miss the King George ride now as well. The ban, of course, running over the Christmas period. It is a pretty costly blow for Richard Johnson, and I think it was perhaps a little bit harsh. I mean, he has taken the wrong course. He's held his hands up. They did, of course, bypass the water jump on the first circuit. There was bypassing of fences at Exeter all day yesterday. So, I know it was down to the low sun. They missed half of the fences in the race. The 4-miler, the one which he's made the mistake in. So, I can imagine things were a little bit up in the air, particularly when you're rushing round, and it made me, he just didn't take it in fully, and obviously he's gone round the wrong fence. But a little bit harsh, but he's had a cracking start to the season, and hopefully after this ban he'll be able to resume that upwardly mobile start, because he, like I said, he's won most of the big Saturday races so far, and he continues to ride in great form. But he was just a bit unlucky yesterday, and I do think the 12-day ban, although it stands in the rules as you're always going to get a pretty hefty ban when you make a mistake such as that, it was probably a little bit unlucky and unfortunate in the circumstances. But there we go. Look what happened at Sedgefield last week. How do the jockeys feel after that? So, BHA.
Yeah, we'll leave it there.
Yeah.
Let's move on. We're going to look at Sunday's racing, get Gareth's thoughts in a Brucey bonus 4 races.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Okay, on to Sunday. We'll start with a meeting at Kelso, because Gareth's going there, and he's picked out two races for us. The 12:50 is the first of them, the Paris Pike Novices Chase. It's over the extended 2 miles and 7 furlongs, as near to 3 miles as you're probably going to get. 6 of them in the lineup here. Gareth, which ones are on the shortlist?
It'll feel like 3 miles, definitely, with pretty testing ground tomorrow. I quite like I Need Gold. I was at Kelso when this horse won some 50 days ago, and he ran his rivals ragged that day, beat quite a smart sort in Stradna Hanna by a very long way, and Jason Maguire teaming up with Donald McCain. The Donald McCain yard, I think it's fair to say, they haven't really been firing on all cylinders as they usually would be at this time of year, this time around, but they have had the odd winner here and there, and I was just really impressed with this fella's jumping. He's got the course and distance form, which I think at Kelso is quite an important thing. It tends to be a track, I know the same sort of horses run their meeting in, meeting out, but it does tend to be a course that if you've won there, you'll probably win there again and again. There's a horse running in the Borders National who's an ideal sort of example of that, who we'll touch on in a few moments' time. But I Need Gold, yeah, I was really impressed with what he did. I think Man With Van is an interesting runner-up at the top. The race also features the likes of Oscar Rock, who was very useful back last season for Malcolm Jefferson, but he does have to overcome a slightly lacklustre display when only 7th a couple of weeks ago on his seasonal comeback, but he'll be a bit fitter now. And I think, although a couple of the entries looked maybe a little sexier for this race that maybe have gone elsewhere this weekend, I think this presents a nice opportunity for I Need Gold to follow up that recent win and bag himself a valuable prize. And he's a good prospect himself.
Okay, so he's the selection then.
I need gold.
Yeah. Right, on to the 150 next at Kelso. This is the Borders National, handicap chase over 4 miles, and 10 of them in the lineup here. And you could give state a case for quite a number of these, Gareth. So which one would you side with?
Yeah, we've got a Durham National winner, a North Yorkshire Grand National winner. We've got plenty of horses who race in these sort of satellite nationals around the country. I quite like Virtuel Doudon, who was second at Exeter last time out. He ran pretty well on that occasion. I think that will need stepping up on, but he's trained by David Pipe. Kelso is a hell of a long way from David Pipe's, isn't
it?
So I think it's interesting that David Pipe has sent him up, and he'll be partnered by Tom Scudamore. The horse has got blinkers on for the first time, which might just help. And I do think he's a horse who's got plenty of stamina. He jumps pretty well also. And I just think he's a very intriguing contender. So if the headgear works, I think he's going to be bang there. We were talking of horses that win quite a bit at Kelso. Well, Isla Pearl Fisher loves the place. And he won really, really well there a few weeks ago. He's trained by Nick Alexander, who does really well at the track. Peter Buchanan will be taking the ride. He's got a cracking book of rides all over the weekend. He could have a pretty good weekend. And Isla Pearl Fisher, there's no horse in this race which likes Kelso as much as him. He'll go probably from the front. Whether he can stay there over this 4 mile trip, I'm not too sure. But if he does get the trip, I think there'll be none boxing on tougher than him at the end. He's a real core specialist, this one, and he jumps the track really well as well. And I think he rates the danger to my selection, Virtue El Doudon. But it really is going to be a competitive affair, and it'll be interesting to see how the betting weighs it up.
Mm. Virtue El Doudon then for Gareth in that one. The big race on these shores on Sunday is the 205 at Huntingdon, which is the Peterborough Chase, a Grade 2 contest over 2.5 miles, six of them in the lineup, and a very good field for this year's renewal. Edward, Wishful Thinking, Wonderful Charm, Rajdhani Express, and French Opera all go there with relatively strong claims. I suppose De Boitron is one that you could maybe rule out from a win perspective, but what do you make of it, Gareth?
Yeah, it's a good race. Possibly not as good as it's been in previous years, but still a good renewal, good competitive renewal. I think the top three, numbers 1, 2, and 3, are the ones worth focusing on. I think Rajdhani Express had a hard race at Ascot last time, and he got pretty tired late. French Opera comes here on the back of a long layoff, set quite a stiff task, I think. De Boitron, as you say, might not be classy enough. Edward finished second to Many Clouds last time out at Carlisle. That's obviously no disgrace. We've seen how good Many Clouds is. And Edward likely to be a little fitter this time and should be going well. Wishful Thinking needs to go right-handed. He was third at Ascot last time in the race where Rajdhani Express was fourth. He ran well, but he's getting on a little bit now in years. The one I like is the six-year-old, Wonderful Charm. He was second to Don Cossack, who runs 5 minutes before him tomorrow in the John Durkin Memorial over at Punchestown, and that was no disgrace. Don Cossack is a real top prospect. He's featuring in many anti-post markets for big races in the near future, and the time before that he won really well at Newton Abbott in a hot little race. So I'll take a Wonderful Charm to make amends for that defeat last time out, and Paul Nichols and Sam Twiston Davis are having a cracking time of things at the moment.
Okay, yeah, you mentioned Don Cossack there. He runs in the John Durkin Memorial, as you mentioned, a grade one over 2.5 miles. That's the 2 o'clock in Punchestown, and he's the market leader there, 11-8 at the top of the betting. Boston Bob 13-8, 6-1 for Texas Jack. Last year's Gold Cup winner Lord Windermere is 9-1, and then 16s are bigger for the other two. Do you think Don Cossack wins that?
Yeah, I do. I just think with the race how it is, 2.5 miles in pretty testing ground, I think that'll suit Don Cossack perhaps a bit more than a few of the others. If they go a rattling good clip, there's only 6 runners, so they might not. Boston Bob, I think, could come into it. I think Lord Windermere, that performance in the Cheltenham Gold Cup, and indeed when he won the RSA back a year ago, two seasons back, they were all about stamina, and this is not, I would imagine, going to be his target for the season. He's been off since the Gold Cup. It's his first run back. It's a really hot race. He comes in against race fit rivals. He'll probably be plugging on, but I doubt he'll be good enough to win tomorrow over that trip. So yeah, Don Cossack, I think, has a lot in favour.
Okay, good stuff, Gareth. A tremendous Sunday to look forward to. Enjoy it at Kelso. I know you're going there, and good luck with your selections.
Yeah, it's going to snow, so yeah, Christmas is well and truly here.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Gareth. So there you go, the thoughts of Gareth Topham on Sunday's racing. You'll hear it on Racing Radio from 12:10 p.m. Mick Norton, James Millman and Mark Slater will be in the studio. We have Huntingdon and Kelso domestically, Punchestown and Cork over in Ireland. A very good day to look forward to. So make sure you tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.